عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelope you in his mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in your rank. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alladhina ataynahumul kitaba yatlunahu haqqa tilawatihi ulaika yu'minuna bih. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wasalamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, still continuing with those ayat regarding striving in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the martyrs are of three types. A person who sets forth with his self and his wealth in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu. He does not want to fight nor be killed. He merely increases the number of the Muslims. If he passes away or is killed, all his sins are forgiven. He is protected from the punishment of the grave. He is safe from the major terror. He is married to the doe-eyed damsels of Jannah. He is adorned with the garment of honor, and a crown of dignity and eternity is placed on his head. Number two, a person who sets forth with his self and his wealth, expecting reward. He wants to kill but does not want to be killed. If he dies or is killed, his knee will be next to that of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the friend of Allah jalla jalaluhu, before Allah jalla jalaluhu, sitting in a seat of truth in the presence of a sovereign who has control over all. Number three, a person who sets forth with his self and his wealth, expecting reward. He wants to kill and be killed. If he dies or is killed, he will come on the day of resurrection with his sword unsheathed and placed on his neck. When all the other people will be on their knees, he will say to the people, listen, give way to us, for we sacrificed our lives and wealth for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life. If this martyr had said this, that there is, they should make way for him to Ibrahim alayhi salam, the friend of Allah jalla jalaluhu, or to any other prophet, he would have moved back and given way to him, because they recognize such a person's right. They will continue moving forward till they reach the pulpits of life beneath the throne. They will sit on these pulpits, watching how all the people are going through the reckoning. They do not experience the grief of death. They are not bothered by the barzakh, and the screeching sound does not terrorize them. The reckoning, the weighing of deeds, and the sirat does not worry them. They watch how all the people are going through the reckoning. They are given whatever they ask for, and their intercession is accepted for whatever they intercede. They are given from paradise whatever they like, and they settle down in paradise in whichever place they like. Mujahid narrates from Yazid bin Shajara. Mujahid says, Yazid ibn Shajara was from amongst those whose deeds coincided with his words. He addressed us and said, O people, remember Allah Jalla Jalaluhu's bounty on you. And how wonderful is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu's bounty on you. You can also see that what is in the saddlebags. He used to say, when the people stand in the rows for Salah and for Jihad, the gates of the skies and the doors of paradise are opened. The doors of the hellfire are locked. The doe-eyed damsels are beautified and let free. When the man goes forward in battle, they say, O Allah, help him. When the man goes forward in battle, they say, O Allah, help him. When he turns back and flees, they conceal themselves from him and say, O Allah, forgive him. So do your utmost in fighting the people. May my parents be sacrificed for you. Do not cause grief to the doe-eyed damsels. Surely the first drop of blood that gushes forth from him atones for every deed that he did. Two wives from the doe-eyed damsels come down to him. They wipe off the dust from his face and say, Yea, I am for you. He replies, Yea, I am for you. He is then made to wear 100 garments which are not woven by mankind. Rather, they are from the plantations of paradise. If they were to be placed between two fingers, they would fall, showing how fine the fabric is. He used to say, I have been informed that the swords are the keys to paradise. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, the martyr was mentioned in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, the earth does not dry from the blood of the martyr till his two wives hasten towards him. They are like two wet nurses shading their little one in a deserted land. In the hand of each one is a garment that is better than the world and whatever it contains. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a black man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am a black man, foul smelling and ugly. This was the humility of the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, I do not have any wealth. If I were to fight these unbelievers till I am killed, where will I be? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, in paradise. So he went and fought till he was killed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to him and said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has illuminated your face, gave you a beautiful fragrance, and increased your wealth. And he said, with regard to him, I saw his wife come from the doe-eyed damsels, removing a woolen cloak of his and entering between him and his cloak. Dimyati Rahmatullahi says, the name of this person who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Ji'al al-Hafiz Abu Musa al-Isfahani rahimahullah. The name of the Sahabi was Ji'al. Hafiz Abu Musa al-Isfahani rahmatullahi enumerates him amongst the Sahaba. He narrates a similar hadith in his biography from Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the words of the hadith is as follows. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me, if I were to fight right before you till I am killed, will my sustainer admit me into paradise and not look down upon me? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, yes. He asked, what about if I am foul smelling, black in complexion? Then he then continued and fought till he was martyred. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by him and said, now Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has given you a beautiful fragrance, O Ji'al, and illuminated your face. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by a tent of a Bedouin while he was among his companions wanting to go in battle. The Bedouin lifted one side of the tent and said, who are you people? A reply was given to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions wanting to go in battle. So the Bedouin asked, are they going to accumulate the chattels of this world? A reply was given to him, yes, they will accumulate the booty, which will then be distributed amongst the Muslims. He then went towards a camel of his, reined it, and went to them. He began going closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his camel. The companions, radiallahu anhum, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam began moving his camel further away from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On seeing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave this najdi person alone. I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life, that he is from among the kings of paradise. They then faced the enemy, and the Bedouin was martyred. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed of this. He went to him and sat down by his head, rejoicing. Or the narrator said, he sat down by his head, happy, smiling. He then turned away from him. We asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we saw you rejoicing and smiling. Then you turned away from him. He replied, as for my rejoicing, or he said, my happiness which you saw, it was because I saw Allah Jalla Jalaluhu honoring his soul. As for my turning away from him, it was because his wife from the doe-eyed damsels is presently sitting by his head. Na'im ibn Hammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as to which of the martyrs are the most superior. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, they are those who when they face the enemy in the rows, they do not turn their faces away till they are killed. They are the ones who will proceed to the lofty chambers of paradise. Their sustainer will smile at them. When your sustainer smiles at anyone in this world, there is no reckoning for him. At-Tabarani rahimahullah narrates a similar hadith from Sa'id ibn al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now we discuss a chapter on the recitation of the Noble Quran and the reward for he who learns the Noble Quran, teaches it, recites it, or listens to it for the sake of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those to whom he gave the book, they recite it as it ought to be recited. They are the ones who believe in it. وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. When you recite the Quran, we place between you and those who do not believe in the hereafter an invisible barrier. وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. We reveal in the Quran that which is a cure. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. We reveal the Quran, in the Quran that which is a cure and a mercy for the believers. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورَ لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إنه غفور شكور والذي أوحينا إليك من الكتاب هو الحق مصدقا لما بين يديه إن الله بعباده لخبير بصير ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفضل الكبير جنات عدن يدخلونها يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ولؤلؤا ولباسهم فيها حرير وقالوا الحمد لله الذي أذهب عنا الحزن إن ربنا لغفور شكور الذي أحلنا دار المقامة من فضله لا يمسنا فيها نصب ولا يمسنا فيها لغوب. Those who recite the book of Allah and establish the salah and spend secretly or openly of something which we provided them, they are hopeful of a trade that incurs no loss, so that he may give in full their reward and give them more out of his grace. Surely he is forgiving, appreciative. What we reveal to you of the book, that is the truth, confirming the books before it. Surely Allah is fully aware and watchful over his servants. Then we made inheritors of the book those whom we chose from amongst our servants. They are from amongst them he who wrongs himself, among them he who follows a middle way, and amongst them he who has gone ahead with good deeds by the order of Allah. This indeed is the supreme virtue, gardens of eternity wherein they will go. Therein will they be made to wear bracelets of gold and pearls. Their garments therein shall be silk. They will say, all thanks are due to Allah, who removed all grief from us. Surely our sustainer is forgiving, appreciative. who out of his grace caused us to alight in the abode of eternity. Neither will any hardship reach us therein, nor will any weariness reach us therein. Subhanallah, this is the virtue of those who recite the book of Allah. Inna alladhina yatluna kitab Allah. And then they establish salah wa aqamu salah. And wa anfaqu mimma razaqnahum sirran wa alaniya. And they spend in the path of Allah, you know, secretly and also openly. Such is the virtue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.